In high school she became fast friends with me and still is. This is Podboy. My name is Lee Franklin. Episode number 1 is here. This episode is brought to you by
the Podbot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. Podbot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
After that, we quickly became friends and are friends to this day. They will be together for several years as close friends, but now everything has changed. In their dormitories, they gathered in a good company of friends. They both quietly thought that a romantic relationship would only ruin everything. Katya first met Steve at a mutual friend's dorm, sort of a chance meeting. He looked at Katya Shipyatskaya, a student at a neighboring school. In the spring, I was chatting with Nikki on Instagram when I found out the kids would be going to school together. I only met Nikki in September 2017 when my daughter was attending kindergarten with Ben. Even without really knowing me, Nikki told me all about kindergarten and how much she loves her for Ben. I was also insanely lucky to have a friend on the same floor at Nikki Lugo SEAS 12, whom I had met at a summer program in Notre Dame a year earlier. We did it all together, and Amelia even flew here to visit my family when school was over and I had to go home. I recently returned to my hometown after a long absence and was looking forward to spending the holidays with my daughter. A year before she became a new roommate, I also had just moved to the land of enchantment. I was an absolute all-girls Catholic high school theatrical, first-generation Cuban-American trying to figure out where I was and lived all my life in the New York metropolitan area, who wanted nothing more since I was a little boy living in the town. In many ways, it's still those things, and I honestly think they're pretty damn cool. And although today's fashion allows me to be faux fabulous, this trend still reminds me of my sweet friend from many years ago. The bond is indescribable, and helping each other get through those awkward growing up years was a pretty special thing, even if I didn't know it at the time. At first I thought that this was what brought us together, but over time it became something more. I guess, like most freshmen, the first love was quick, intense and chaotic, but in retrospect it was also very powerful. We've been together since kindergarten, and I'm supposed to spend high school with this group until I go to college. But in my opinion, my friendship with her is nowhere near the level of my love for Michael. So since my friendship with Mona ended, I haven't had a best friend. She replaced me with our assistant's best friend when I moved in. Maybe that's why it's me and less than 6 second best friend lost in minutes, and that's why I didn't expect him to have no other friends besides me. I don't know if she would have listened to me, but I just think that I could have been more human, softer and more vulnerable than I let myself be. I think if you could talk to me between the ages of 18 and 22, I would tell her that she is fine, that she can take her time and that she is worthy. It's been a few months since I've seen her and so much has changed. I've already called her several times, and for a few days we were fine, but then she quickly comes back and pretends that I don't exist. I couldn't tell him as I adjusted his graduation cap before heading to the high school football stadium for the big educational leap that I love him very much and that he is still one of the most important people in my life. She died on a hot August day, a few weeks after my birthday, and although more than 20 years have passed, I still remember it like it was yesterday. 3 days before Christmas, while she was in high school, Dewan's mom died unexpectedly, leaving Dewan alone and scared. Dewan stayed strong and remained focused on her goal of graduating from high school. "I promised my mother that I would graduate from high school and that I would keep my word," she said at her mother's funeral. The new high school initially advised her to resume classes, which would prevent her from graduating on time or at all. "I told her I was sorry we broke up after high school, and I kept wondering why she was left behind when everyone else went to college. I don't really know why I'd be friends with her, but she talks a lot and seems interested in us being friends, so I'm trying my luck even though I've never had close white friends before. My best friend in high school was a freshman in Texas, and we became good friends when she moved to New Mexico. This bond made them quick friends, and their relationship developed as they began to learn about each other's unique interests and talents. Among Barbara's other special
relationships was Frankie, the Lady Bird, Barbara recalls. Her partner Jim also started volunteering with her about a year ago. From the age of 9, she worked with Special Olympics athletes who were younger than her and 6 times older than her. Heather says that Special Olympics helped me by seeing how they help others. Helped her in school, helped her perform on stage and made her realize that Special Olympics is a big deal. It touches me and I want to come back every season. It pushes me to inform the society that considers Special Olympics athletes incompetitive. He currently competes in the fall-winter season with the school team and in the winter-spring season with the Special Olympics. With Jan's support, Devonna graduated high school on time and continued to pursue her dream of becoming a beautician. 19 years ago, Devonna entered Klamath Basin Public Schools as a shy and introverted child. Devan Koger Lopez, 23, was in kindergarten 19 years ago paired with Jan Roningen of Children's Klamath Basin Friends. We ended up leaving school as friends with a lot of question marks and we stopped talking to each other despite almost 6 years of friendship.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Lee and this was episode 1 of Podboy. See y'all next time.